Policy Statement: Addressing Corporate Consolidation in U.S. Healthcare. The rapid expansion of corporate ownership in U.S. healthcare, particularly by private equity firms and large profit-driven entities, poses growing risks to patient care, affordability, and equity. While investment can support innovation and infrastructure, current trends in consolidation and financialization increasingly prioritize returns over patient outcomes, especially in vulnerable settings such as nursing homes and community hospitals. Policymakers must act to ensure that the healthcare system remains centered on patients, not investors. Policy priorities. 1. Strengthen oversight of consolidation. Federal and state antitrust authorities should more rigorously review and, when necessary, block mergers and acquisitions that concentrate market power among hospitals, physician practices, and insurers. Oversight must extend beyond price effects to include impacts on care quality, staffing, access, and health equity. 2. Reinforce the corporate practice of medicine. States should strengthen and enforce laws that limit corporate control over clinical decision-making, including closing loopholes involving management services organizations, MSOs. Consideration should be given to restricting or prohibiting private equity ownership of physician practices. 3. Reform payment policies to discourage consolidation. Medicare and commercial insurers should align payment rates across care settings so that identical services are reimbursed equally, eliminating incentives for hospital acquisition of independent practices. Policymakers should also reduce excess payments in programs such as Medicare Advantage that may fuel further consolidation. 4. Increase transparency in healthcare ownership. Patients and regulators should have clear, accessible information about who owns and controls healthcare organizations. Mandatory disclosure requirements should apply to hospitals, physician practices, and related entities. 5. Protect quality of care and workforce standards. Governments should establish and enforce minimum staffing levels and quality benchmarks, particularly in high-risk settings such as nursing homes. Financial practices that extract value at the expense of care, such as excessive debt loading or sale-leaseback arrangements, should be subject to stricter scrutiny. 6. Limit financial practices that undermine care delivery. Policymakers should regulate or restrict practices that divert resources from patient care, including certain real estate transactions and the misuse of programs such as the 340B drug pricing program by non-safety net institutions. 7. Safeguard clinical independence and accountability. Governments should prohibit contractual gag clauses that prevent clinicians from reporting inappropriate corporate influence over medical decisions. Protections for whistleblowers and professional autonomy must be strengthened. 8. Promote competition and consider structural remedies. Where market concentration has already reduced competition and harmed patients, policymakers should consider structural remedies, including divestitures or the breakup of dominant healthcare entities. Role of physicians. Physicians play a critical role in maintaining the integrity of the healthcare system. Guided by their ethical obligation to prioritize patient welfare, they should advocate for policies that protect access, quality, and equity. Supporting independent practice models and engaging in public and policy discussions are essential to ensuring that healthcare remains a public good rather than a purely commercial enterprise. Conclusion: The corporatization of healthcare demands a coordinated policy response. By strengthening oversight, reforming payment systems, increasing transparency, and protecting clinical independence, policymakers can realign the system with its core mission, delivering high-quality, patient-centered care.